This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out a bit more about access at the National Trust. Property sites and locations in the southwest of England for blind and partially sighted people. As I'm now joined by Ben Flemix, National Trust Southwest Project Manager. Everyone, welcome and access. Hello, Ben, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thanks for having me.
We recently chatted with Dr. Heather Smith, Access and Equality Specialist at the National Trust, who sort of talked more generally about access across the whole of the Trust for blind and partially sighted people. Ben, would you mind giving me a bit of a close-up picture of access around the National Trust within the Southwest, as I know there's quite a lot happening, including the sensory walks at Tinsfield House, which I experienced the other day, which was actually really good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So we have obviously accessibility and inclusion is a big part of our ambition, our strategy here at the Trust. And we are working really, really hard to improve accessibility of all of our places, including both our sort of pay for entry places, which are sort of our big mansions, our gardens, that kind of thing, but also our countryside and outdoors sites, which also includes quite a lot of the southwest coast. So yeah, some of the things that come to mind in terms of the exciting work that we're doing. So I'll start at Stourhead, if I may. So Stourhead, for those people who don't know, is one of our larger pay for entry places, over 400,000 visitors, and is a beautiful garden and mansion house as well. At this property, we've just launched our first access hub, which is really exciting. So this is a purpose-built building for access and is housing our trampers, our sensory bags. We have an induction loop in there and all sorts of different, you know, mountain trikes and different things for physical access. But also it includes sort of our braille guide and those sorts of things, which are becoming more common practice now at the Trust. And, you know, we are really working on alternative formats for our visitors who are visually impaired to make sure that our places and the information we're providing to our visitors is as accessible and inclusive as possible. So that's a really exciting first of its kind, I suppose, in the region. And we're hoping to increase those sorts of facilities at other places as we move out of this year and into our new 10-year strategy period starting in March 2025.
And obviously, I experienced the sensory walk at Tinsfield House. Are you planning on doing more sort of guided walks and, I suppose, tours of some of the properties for blind and partially sighted people?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we are working a lot with properties to explore sensory trails, sensory walks. Sense, who are based in Cornwall, have done some training with us in the region around mapping and planning out sensory trails, sensory walks at our places. So we are, yeah, definitely going to be doing more of that. And also looking at, as you say, guided and volunteer-led tours and walks around our estates and places as well. We have the brilliant case study that is Tinsfield now that we can build off the back of, and any of that feedback that we've had from those visitors that have come and taken part in those walks, we can, you know, we can obviously take that forward and share that now across the region. And that's, I think, is a big part of it. And one of the things that we need to be focusing on is actually leaning on the community in terms of their experience of our places and getting that feedback into just shape our thinking and our planning and, yeah, our embedding of those things. So, yeah, certainly more to come. We have our work at Saltram down near Plymouth. There's a big piece of work going on there entitled Future Saltram. So it's looking at kind of widening access and inclusion to the estate. We've taken back some farm land basically that was tenanted out, and we're opening that up and making that an accessible kind of place, yeah, basically where people can kind of access and explore the estate through trails and walks, etc. There'll be a wheeled sports area as well, a new sort of visitor facility. So that's going to be hopefully starting work in the new year, and is really exciting to kind of open up that sort of wider estate and give more people to access to nature and the countryside. But also at Saltram, we have quite an exciting project working in partnership with NaviLens. So this project is being tested and is live for people to come and try out at Saltram. And effectively, what it is a series of coloured QR codes dotted around the visitor journey route, where people who are visually impaired or partially sighted can use the NaviLens app to scan that QR code. And it's sort of a replacement for signage. And the app then reads back to you and narrates, I suppose, that information, that interpretation, that piece of guidance or whatever it is to the visitor. And actually, that's the first of its kind in the Trust. We've not done something like this before. So actually, that as a project is, again, really exciting. We've got the trial happening all over the summer until I think mid-September. So certainly worth, if you're in that area, coming along and sort of trying that out, giving us feedback on that piece of work. And then, as I say, again, that's going to the sort of testing and piloting of new work that we're doing is going to actually hopefully open the door for a lot more of this sort kind of work. And, you know, we'll certainly be looking to take rich learning from that NaviLens project and hopefully roll it out to other places across the region as well.
Yeah, the NaviLens technology is really good. I mean, we have it on our name badges here at the RNIB, and it's dotted around many of our buildings as well to assist people with aids of getting around. And it's a great way of, you know, so as you say, passing on information, you know, sort of whether that's text, I think you can possibly maybe trigger audio and that kind of stuff. But it's really fantastic way of sort of getting around and access and getting information. I think one of the main assets that the National Trust has, Ben, is all your wonderful volunteers who are so knowledgeable about the sort of Trust's properties and sites. Do they receive any form of disability or visual awareness training to help them meet, greet and welcome blind and partially sighted people? As I had a really good experience when I was at Tinsfield from the volunteers.
Yes, absolutely. So a big part of our Everyone Welcome work is around supporting our staff and volunteers with training and that continuous learning around welcoming people with various needs and making that experience as best possible that it can be for them. So yes, we have had lots of training, both looking at sort of external training with partners like yourself, and you know that is very much something that we're committed to at the Trust. Again, like all of this work that we're doing in terms of Everyone Welcome and accessibility to our places, it's an ongoing journey, and you know we are constantly having to keep working on that and continue that work. So it certainly is there, and our volunteer managers are very good at supporting our volunteer communities to ensure that they've got access to that training and you know, if they're keeping the learning and the knowledge going around that. So, yeah.
As well as the wonderful properties and estates that the National Trust looks after, they also look after the coastline, coastal paths and stretches of countryside too. Are you sort of working on ways of opening up the coastal paths and countryside that the Trust looks after for blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, certainly. I think this is a little bit more challenging, if I'm being honest, but we are certainly exploring that. We're looking at outdoor hubs in certain places across the region. So one springs to mind at Arlington Court in North Devon, and how we can sort of basically open up the estate for non-pay for entry. So it's, you know, free to access countryside and have the infrastructure in place to support people with varying needs. But yeah, particularly, you know, you mentioned the coast. Yeah, we are doing a lot of work on improving our paths and services along the coast and our signage as well, just to make it as inclusive and accessible for as many people as possible. But we certainly would welcome any feedback or any suggestions from people that are visually impaired and partially sighted who regularly visit these places or have had, you know, experience at one of our kind of coastal countryside places, because without that feedback and that experience, you know, we struggle to necessarily think about what sort of improvements are best for people. So we are always welcoming that feedback. And, you know, certainly if any of the listeners have got any of that and they'd like to share, please do get in touch with us and share that. But Yeah, we're in the preparations of launching our new 10-year strategy, and that's going to have a big focus on accessibility and improving inclusion our places. So this work is very much in the forefront of our minds, and we're going to be investing heavily in it and improving accessibility for all.
And you've obviously mentioned that the Trust does like to hear from blind and partially sighted people about their experiences of visiting your property sites and locations, and also giving feedback and comments too. What's the best way for people to give you that feedback and comments?
So I'd be perfectly happy for them to get in touch with me directly. That is probably the best way. They can kind of go through our kind of general inquiries, email or phone, but that will take you to kind of central team, and then that obviously will then come to me eventually. But I'm, you know, more than happy for people to have my email address and just pass on any direct feedback to me that I can take forward that's particularly relevant to our Southwest places, of course. And if there's anything further afield, I have, you know, a network of colleagues similarly working in this field across other regions and countries across the National Trust. So I'd be more than happy to pass that on to them as well. So my email address is ben.fleming, which is Victor Lima Echo Mike India November Charlie Kilo X-ray. So that's Victor Lima Echo Mike India November Charlie Kilo X-ray at nationaltrust.org.uk.
Finally, Ben, what is the best way for listeners to find out more about what is on offer for blind and partially sighted people at National Trust properties, sites and locations in the Southwest region?
So your best source of information is directly on the property website. So if there is a place you are particularly thinking of visiting, that is your first port of call. But also we are using social media. So, you know, places like Facebook and Instagram, we will be putting out information, particularly around the NaviLens project, you know, things like that. Any sort of pilots, projects or testing of new initiatives or programs, you know, that will definitely go out through those channels as well. But yeah, it's just a case of keeping connected to places locally to you. The teams there are always happy to hear feedback directly to them as well. And I then will support them to make changes and improvements based on that feedback. So either of those ways you can get in touch or find out what's going on. So the National Trust website is www.nationaltrust.org.uk, and then you can search on there for your specific properties or places that you like to visit. There's a search bar and you can just pop it in there.
Well, Ben, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio about what is on offer in the Southwest at National Trust properties and sites for blind and partially sighted people.
Absolute pleasure, Toby. Thank you for having me.